Caesar was a great man, but Caesar had his day. In this day of a bad economy, high unemployment, bad government, corrupt executives, we need answers. Do you have questions? Want politicians in care? Want someone to stand up for your rights? Find out what's really going on? I have one man that will do that, and his name is Albert Lewis. The Radio Revolution starts now.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Albert Lewis Show, uncensored. Now, that doesn't mean we go cursing all over the place or being rude to people. It just means that we give it to you raw. We give it to you the way it is. It is a great day in America. And a good day to you and yours. My name is Albert Lewis. Hey, it's brand new. And, of course, we would like to welcome all of our new affiliate networks like blogtalkradio.com. And also, bbsradio.com. Welcome to the Albert Lewis program. And I tell you, man, we've got a show just for you. For those of you who are used to lame game shows, listen, it's not going to be that way because I tell it the way it is. And there's no better way to do that than to just get to a place where, hey, listen, we just, it is what it is, and that's it. Let's stop the boo-hooing. Let's stop the crying. Let's stop all the ninny-nanny stuff, and this is the program to do it. Hey, listen, you can reach me by just logging on to our email, which is at albertlewisradio@aol.com. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com. We're working on our website, so that's going to be, you know, that's going to take another couple of weeks because, you know, we're spending about a gazillion dollars on this thing, so we're going to make sure that we get that going just for you. Anyway, glad you can join us. Listen, today we'll be talking about the New Hampshire results. Same old crap to me, okay? Also, a little bit later on in the program, are America's best days behind us? I tend to think so. And we'll give reason for that. And by the way, going over these New Hampshire results, I have Mitt Romney, who we have sound bites. And just listen to this. We're going to dissect Mitt Romney's speech last night on, winning this thing. And it's the same old garbage. And I'm going to tell you why. And also, hey, I fight for this. Listen, your vote, does it really count? Or is it really about the special interest groups? Is it really about the lobbyists? And that's what it's all about. So, you know, your vote really doesn't mean a dang thing. I'm trying to stop myself, actually, from cursing. Even though it's the Albert Lewis Show uncensored, this is talk radio without the rules. But I try to keep it nice and clean. Also, in the program, bullying. It's always been around. Bullying since the beginning. I mean, cartoons, Little Rascals. Bullying has always been around. But surprise, the problem is not the bully. It's the person. You know, we have a couple of high-profile incidents that has taken place where people committed suicide. I mean, I'm sorry, you know. I'm not trying to be hard. But what I'm trying to say is it wasn't the fault of the bully. There's an underlying problem there. And if we have time, maybe we can go over someone being arrested for stealing coupons. I mean, come on. Stealing coupons out of all things. Anyway, this is the Albert Lewis Show Uncensored. We are now. Just make sure you check with your network to see when we are on the air. And once again, we welcome all the stations all around the country and our newest affiliates and network, blogtalkradio.com and bbsradio.com. Now, listen, if you go into blogtalkradio.com, just / Albert Lewis Show. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Once again, that's Albert Lewis Show, and we spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. I've had a couple of colleagues in the past contact me to let me know that, hey, they couldn't get to the email, and that's because they haven't... They spell Lewis a different way. So if you're going on Blog Talk, listen to us on blogtalkradio.com/ Albert Lewis Show. If you're going on to bbsradio.com, it's / Albert Lewis Show. And email us. Our emails are open for all kind of things. If you have sponsorships, you know, radio, just like you're listening, so are tens of thousands of others. So you can reach us on our email at albertlewisradio@aol.com. Once again, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com. You can also get us on our Facebook and Twitter. And that's, of course, at Albert Lewis Show. On Facebook and Twitter, that's at Albert Lewis Show. But, of course, if you're looking on your network websites, you can get all the contact information from there. And how are you like that? Election time. We are back to elections. We're back to the same old garbage. You know, over 30, 40 years, It's been the same stuff. And let me say this. It has not been about you, ladies and gentlemen. It has not been about your vote. You're only the vehicle utilized in order to get them in. If you can follow me here, you are only the source that they need because you have to pull that lever. But at the end of the day, each and every politician, and I don't care whether it's on a federal level, on a state level, on a local level, it's the same thing. Listen, and here's the way it works. And this is not me. This has been proven. You know, when a president can raise, let's say President Obama's last election, when a president can raise $750 million, that says something. Well, that money, you don't give it to someone for nothing. Look at these elections. Just in the primary, the Republican primary, you have millions of dollars being spent on advertising when you have people starving. Something's wrong there. If you're going to run for office, hey, then, you know, the media outlets have to do something. You can't be spending just to persuade somebody. Everybody has to play by the same rules. Let's say, for example, okay, if you're running for any kind of office, if it's national, local, whatever, hey, you get 10 hours of television, and then you give the media companies a tax break. And that would, you know, that would justify them going on television free of charge and just pitching. Everyone gets 10 hours. Everyone gets the same amount of time. Every candidate, whether three candidates or 45 candidates, everybody gets the same amount of time. And you give tax breaks for that. Okay, you don't have to spend millions and quadrillions and millions of dollars just to, you know, get on television. These are dollars. These are dollars that can be used for other things. What about humanity? What about starving people? What about people? What about homelessness? And I don't advocate that, you know, everyone who's homeless deserve to be. A lot of people do deserve to be there, believe me. All right, because people are just lazy. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you the way it is. People are lazy. People don't want to fight. People are, their mentality, they're oriented for, oh, well, you know what? Give me, give me, give me. No one in this country deserves nothing. You got to work for it. These entitlement I don't know where all this entitlement mentality comes from. But in my day, and I still do, you know, I'm a 47-year-old young man here, living in New York City, and I love life because no one has given me anything. I have strived for everything I have. And even when I'm sick, I have to go out for it. Even when I'm not feeling well, even when things don't look right, I have to be the one to go out there and make it happen. And that's as simple as it is. Just give us, see, the 99% is about this. They're complaining about having the opportunity, the 1%. Well, I share something with you folks. I'm going out after the 1%. I'm going to give. I'm a giver. I'm a giver by nature. But I'm going out after the 1% mentality. You know why? That's where the money is. And that's probably in the banking industry, certainly government and regulations and media. That's where we all need to be going. Let's stop the 99% bitching around. And let's go after the 1%. Let's see, what does it take to become a 1%? That's where your mentality should be. Unfortunately, things are not fair in this country. I mean, they say it's the best country in the world, but hey, listen, I got paperwork here that says we're not. Actually, America, and we're going to go over this a little bit later on in the program. Actually, America is number 10 out of industrialized countries. All right? U.S. is number 10. And I'm trying to look for the order. I know I saw the article online. But we are number 10. I think number 1 are the Norwegians. Okay, here it is, number, okay, and number 1, number 2. Denmark happens to be number 1. They're number 1 in certain areas. Okay, falling behind. Yes, we are. You know, we're going to try to read about this a little bit later on. Yes, America, best days may just be behind us. The U.S. Is used to be number 1, but it's going to take a lot more than a few budget cuts and shifting resources to stay competitive in today's global arena. Common sense says if we're going global, that means gone are the days because we can't live the way we're doing. The entitlements, the lovely homes, the taxes, because we have to now compete with people who live in paper huts. That's the bottom line, isn't it? If someone in China is great in making, they're comfortable making $70 a week. A month, I'm sorry, a month. They're comfortable making $70 a month. And they can work. They have the same two arms I have. They have the same two legs I have. The same half brain I have. Then, you know what? The money goes to them. Why? I need $70 for a half day. And that's just to survive. Who the hell wants to survive nowadays? All right, it's time to adopt a whole new way of thinking. Is America ready? In my opinion, perhaps not. And by the way, a lot of the what I'm about to talk about, folks, a lot of it happens to be my opinion. I'm just a college-educated person with the God-given gift to simply enunciate and articulate what I, you know, what I'm thinking. And that's what talk radio is all about. Actually, that's what government is all about. When you're a representative in any level of government, that's what you are. You are a mouthpiece for your constituents. And that's what I love to do. That's why I do a lot of public speaking. I do a lot of keynote speaking. I do a lot of motivational speaking. It's just simple. It's just common sense. You don't need a lot of college to do it. But anyway, let's get to the Romney story last night on the New Hampshire primaries. By the way, if you're listening to us on other networks and we may be a day delayed or a day behind, just please excuse us. All right. it's just the way it is, radio, but I'm glad you can join us anyway. Keep joining us and tell somebody about the Albert Lewis Show right here. Two brand new networks, worldwide networks. Happy to be here. By the way, once again, the email is albertlewisradio@AOL.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. All right, getting to last night's. One of the things I was sitting down analyzing when I was looking at this thing is the same old rhetoric. Same old crap, blah, 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 blah. And what we're going to do, let's dissect this thing, because I'm going to tell you what's in between the lines. And I had a great time doing this. It gets very funny, really. Okay, so here's Mitt Romney, and this is where he is. He won last night in New Hampshire. Okay, this is where he is.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you, New Hampshire. Tonight we made history.
Yeah, same old crap. History. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This state has always been a very special place for our family. Ann and I have made a home here. We filled it with great memories of our children, our grandchildren. The Granite State moment we've just enjoyed is one we will always remember. And I have my five sons behind me and our daughters-in-law and grandkids.
What happened? You didn't have a TV there, Mitt?
It's great to have family here. You know, tonight we celebrate. Tomorrow we go back to work.
By the way, I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat. I'm an independent, by the way.
We do remember when Barack Obama came to New Hampshire 4 years ago. He promised to bring people together. He promised to change the broken system in Washington.
And it's still broken, by the way. Nobody's changing it. And you're not going to either, Mitt.
Lofty promises made by
too much money.
Candidate.
You one percenter.
With the disappointing record of a failed president.
By the way, they've all failed society lately.
The last 3 years have held a lot of change, but they haven't offered much hope. The middle class has been crushed.
And has been being crushed for a long time, sir. Even when you Republicans were in office.
Stop looking. The median income in America has dropped 10% in the last 4 years.
And dropping, by the way.
Soldiers returning home from the front lines are waiting now.
Welcome to China.
Our debt's too high and opportunities are too few. And this president wakes up every morning, looks out across America, and is proud to announce it could be worse.
Here's what's bothering me about this whole thing. You know what? They've all done it. The Republicans have done it. The Democrats have done it. They've all. Because while there's money in Washington, D.C., it's common sense, folks, while there's money in Washington, D.C., there's going to be those who will simply go on the side of the lobbyists and those who are going on the side you have the lobbyists and you have the special interest groups. That's it. That's it. If you're not part of that special interest group, if you're not part of that lobbyist activity or movement, you mean nothing. That's the bottom line. It's been like that for so long. I'm 47. I've been following politics for over 35 years. It's been the same thing. Now, listen, I'm not trying to be a person that's an alarmist. I'm just trying to invoke common sense here. And somebody listens. I mean, some of the other radio shows I've had around the country, people were on my side because they're sick and tired. I'm a middle-class guy struggling just to live. Imagine middle-class, and you have to struggle, and you're middle-class. I mean, really now.
It could be worse?
Yeah, it could be worse. It's getting worse.
That is not what it means to be an American. It could be worse. Of course not. What defines us as Americans is our unwavering conviction that we know it must be better and it will be better.
How is it better without jobs when manufacturing is out of the country? Okay, right there. Rhetoric, sir. Rhetoric, ladies and gentlemen. No one has a plan on how to bring jobs back. Here's a common sense approach to something. As a matter of fact, let me keep it there because we're going to go on a quick break soon. But here's a common sense approach. We've let go our jobs, right? Jobs are not here anymore. Manufacturing's gone. We've become this global competitor. Now, if the rest of the market here, let's simplify this because this is common sense. If you're in a neighborhood and you're used to making $20 an hour, let's say, and your neighbor comes in, let's say they're coming from another country, they have the right. I mean, why not? America was built on immigration. Now, they come in and they decide to do the same work you do for $8 an hour. And they bring other people for $8 an hour. You're making $20 an hour. You're paying your tax. You're paying your mortgage. You have your expenditures. Now, who do you think will get the job if they go to the factory? Now, this is, by the way, irregardless of skill set. And a lot of them are coming with the basic manufacturing skill set anyway. So who gets the job? You at $20 an hour or the other person, your neighbors, at $8 an hour? Hey, guess what? Wake up. Are you listening here? They're going to get the jobs, whether it be in another country or whatever. They're going to get the jobs. So if we here in America, we were in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and even 70s, used to basically living a certain manner. Well, what happens is we can't live that manner anymore because we have become this global economy. We have become this global movement. We have become global, and we have to compete against the world. You know what? We'll talk more about this. More about that, plus America's best days behind us. We'll talk about that and much, much more. Don't go away. Hey, listen, let's talk about it. Email me. We'll be right back. Hey, listen, have your organization had an event where you needed a real person to go up in there and motivate your troops? Well, listen, if I'm going to do commercials, I might as well do commercials about me, all right? Motivational speaking, that is my forte, ladies and gentlemen. So if your organization, nonprofit or profit, or if you're looking for a great fundraising activity, well, you need a host that can handle the people. And that's what I do. As a matter of fact, you're listening to me. You see what I can do. All right. Motivational speaking, keynote speaking, also available for fundraising. And if you are a publisher or if you have, you're writing a book and you need a audiobook done, well, just contact me, Albert Lewis from The Albert Lewis Show. And I tell you what, I will make it happen for you at a fraction of the price those other people do it for. Can't believe Bush made $4 million in the speaking circuit. The man can't speak. So anyway, here's what you do. If you need a motivational speaker, keynote speaker, if you need a fundraiser to be your MC for your event, make it happen. Just contact me, Albert Lewis, at albertlewisradio@aol.com. And on the subject line, just put down Voice for Hire. Once again, that's albertlewisradio@aol.com. No spamming, please. And we spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. I'll be there for your event. I love doing these things. This is what I do, whether 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, motivational speaking, keynote speaking, and so much more. Yeah, Albert Lewis Radio at AOL.com. Email me, and on the subject line, just put Voice for Hire. Hey, listen, speaking about good things, are you looking for a good car? A great car, as a matter of fact. Well, log on to NYCMaxWorld.com. That's NYC Max Cars. I'm screwing up this commercial already. NYCMaxCars.com. Just contact them, and I tell you what, they have great cars available just for you. If you work, you drive, and guess what? They put their money where their mouth is. Every car comes with a 6-month warranty. That's right. No extra for that. They have the best prices, the best condition on the cars. And if you're in a tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, try them. NYCMaxCars.com. That's NYCMaxCars.com. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Albert Lewis program. Get 5% off. That easy. Yeah. All right, we're back. It's the Albert Lewis program. It's talk radio without the rules. The Albert Lewis Show, uncensored. Not because we're going to cuss or we're going to make a ruckus about it, but simply because we give it to you raw. There's no candy coating here. I'm not going to take you out to dinner. I understand that Americans can't handle the truth. Well, you're going to have to listen to it because it is the truth, and you're going to have to, somebody is going to have to educate you on this thing, because the bottom line here, folks, is you're going to have to know what to do. And times are not going to be easy coming up. They're simply not. And it's going to get rough out there. Once again, common sense approach. If we're becoming global, in which we are, then the bottom line here is that we are and we will be having to compete with those who don't have the high taxes we do. We're going to have to compete to those who don't have the luxuries we do. We're going to have to compete with those who can do it for a lot less. So what are you going to do? And we talk about manufacturing and so forth in this country. Hey, what's going to happen? Service industry? Hey, we can serve the world if we want. The bottom line is the service industries do not pay what the manufacturing sector paid. And manufacturing is just tangible. I mean, am I making sense here? All right. By the way, you can also contact me on our email, albertlewisradio@AOL.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. I forgot to mention that if you're looking to advertise on this program, just like others are listening, so are tens of thousands of others listening to this program as well throughout various networks. So just contact me at albertlewisradio@AOL.com. Also, if you have anything to add to what you want to say on this program, I'm not taking phone calls now because I'm not really geared up for that, but I will be soon. And our website will be up soon, by the way. It's going to be easy. You can navigate, press a button. You got all kind of things happening there. But anyway, let's go back to Mitt Romney last night and his rhetoric. I call this rhetoric, folks, because it's same old garbage in and out. And I'm just taking a common sense approach to this thing.
Americans know that our future is brighter and better than these troubled times.
Okay, let's stop right there. Give us evidence of that, sir. None of you in Washington are working towards that. Nobody in Washington is working for a better America. No one in Washington is working for a better place to be. Is that a school bus going outside the studio here? Anyway, nobody is better. Nobody is giving us any evidence of how to make these things done. Listen, by the way, every time a bill comes up, maybe you feel the way I do. Does it have anything to do with you? Really? Or does it have to do with the special interest in lobbyists? Oh, you should see how lobbyists works. Go one day and Google lobbyist and special interest, and you see the millions of dollars that are spent to influence those in Washington. Now, I'm not anti-government. I honestly feel that, you know, this is the best country in the world, but I'm doing research, and listen, I'm finding other things here. But I love this country. I've had great opportunities here. I do live comfortable, even though it's getting a little bit harder, and I know it's getting harder for many of you. But we have to change the culture of Washington. And there are no candidates out there who actually are articulating this. They're all articulating the same old, just like this guy, Mitt. Run last night. Has nothing different to say. Nothing. We're analyzing this, folks. Don't take me 100% on a dime here.
We still believe in the hope, the promise, and the dream of America.
Believe.
We still believe in that shining city on the hill.
Okay.
We know that the future of this country is better than 8 or 9% unemployment. It's better than $15 trillion in debt.
Ah, there's something. Trillion dollars. By the way, it's a lot more than that. Because if you take consideration the next 10 years on our obligations to Medicaid, Medicare, and all of the other social promises, the same things that's doing in Europe, like Greece and Italy and Spain and many of the other European countries, what they have to pay out. You have to pay. Listen, you have an employee. He retires early. You have to pay him. They're paying them 80%, up to 80%. And then you have to replace that employee. What happens when that second employee retires at that early age? You have to replace that position with a third employee. So you're paying for three employees on the same position. You see, that's unsustainable. And we're doing nothing about it. See, once again, a common sense approach here on the Albert Lewis Show. Glad you can join us, by the way. Tell somebody about us. All right. You can also get us on Facebook and Twitter, Albert Lewis Show. Yes, there are two S's there. Albert Lewis Show. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. But anyway, you know, it's common sense. Are you listening? Hey, stupid, are you listening? By the way, I'm just looking out my window. He certainly cannot hear me. Nice studios here on second floor. Sunny day today. But anyway, There's that ADHD kicking in. Yeah, looking at the bird. What am I talking about? Anyway, getting back to the radio program. But you see, there it is, folks. You see, the promises. Everyone talks good. Everyone says jobs. You know, it's great to say jobs. In America, we got jobs. But yeah, you know what? A lot of us were making $15, $20, $25 an hour. We got jobs. Now we got McDonald's, Walmart, Dollar General, and we're making minimum wage. Yeah, we got jobs. And you can triple the amount of jobs. But you know what? It's the income no one is looking at. And these other talk show hosts, you know, you got your Rush, your Hannitys, your Savages. They're all to the right. They're all kissing the Republicans, but and then you have the progressives kissing the Democrats, but extreme left. That's why I stay independent. I think most Americans, and maybe you can back me up on this, just email me. Most Americans are in the middle. They're independent. They're sick and tired of the same old politics. Politrics, I like to call it. Somewhere along the line, there has to be a candidate to show up and say, listen, it has to be American. About America. Whatever happened to the Constitution of the United States? Whatever happened about we the people? It's no longer we the people. As a matter of fact, if you're on blogtalkradio.com/Albert Lewis Show, you see I write all about it. I write all about it. And here's this rhetoric. Let's go back to the rhetoric. Let's go back to the political rhetoric here, folks.
It's better than the misguided policies and broken promises of the last 3 years.
Oh, by the way, last 30 years.
And the failed leadership of one man.
And it's not one man. Your Republicans have to do a lot with it.
Now he's running out of excuses.
You see, this is another thing. He's blaming one man. But at the same time, we were talking about this country. The only way to balance the books in this country, once again, common sense alert, the only way to balance any budget is to cut spending and to raise revenue, right? Well, the only way governments can do that is by cutting spending and by raising taxes, because that's how governments make their money, through taxes. Well, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of Republicans have taken a pledge not to raise taxes. How are you going to do that and then claim you want to balance the budget? See, here's another one. We got to balance the budget. But if you're saying you're not going to raise taxes, you cannot balance a budget through cuts alone. Even though we're a compassionate society, even though we love to take care of our people, first of all, that's unsustainable. So a lot of cutting will have to take place. But you also have to raise taxes because that's the way you make revenue. And if you're telling me you're not going to raise taxes, then what the hell are you talking about balancing the budget? You see? Once again, rhetoric. Am I making sense here? Am I making sense? It's the same crap. You know? I wish I could curse. Anyway, I do have stronger words for that. But anyway, let's keep it professional. Here we go. More rhetoric, folks.
And tonight,
what, sir? By the way, listen to all the brainwashers.
And tonight.
Listen to everybody brainwashed there.
Tonight we're asking the good people of South Carolina to join the citizens of New Hampshire and make 2012 the year he runs out of time.
Yeah, and then what? A Republican takes over and does the same old crap, same old bills, and nothing to benefit we America. What about Constitution, sir? I mean, I'll be happy even if you talk about the Bill of Rights.
Obama wants to put free enterprise on trial. And in the last few days, we've seen some desperate Republicans join forces with him.
Well, you're all desperate. You all are desperate.
This is such a mistake for our party and for our nation. The country already has a leader who divides us with the bitter politics of envy. We have to offer an alternative vision. I stand ready to lead us down a different path.
Which is what? Let's hear the rhetoric, folks. Let's hear the rhetoric, folks. Listen to this.
By a resentment of success.
Okay. Let's analyze this. Yeah. Brainwash. Oh, boy. I think I'm going to vomit here. Listen to them. What sheep.
In difficult times, we can't abandon the core values that define us as a unique nation. We are one nation under God.
Okay. Make a little sense there.
Make no mistake. In this campaign, I will offer the American ideals of economic freedom a clear and unapologetic defense.
Okay. Economic freedom. Once again. Common sense approach. Listen, you're smarter. The American people, to me, are smarter than the politicians. I mean, what is college doing to folks? And believe me, I can tell you the big scam about college is all about the student loans and government money. That's all college has to do. Because I know a lot of idiots with PhDs and master's degree. I mean, I know a lot of smart people without education and vice versa. Don't get me wrong. I'm not insulting every college. I'm a college product. But that's a whole different story. We'll get to that in upcoming weeks. By the way, welcome to the Art Lewis Show Uncensored. It's talk radio without the rules. And we tell you the way it is. It can be construed as one man's opinion. That's me. But it is what it is. And I'm hoping I'm making sense here. So he says it's about jobs. And that's what he's talking about, industry and all. But he's not saying how. He's not saying that we have treaties that we have to compete against the world. He's not saying that we have to compete against other countries who can do it for far less. It's great to say, well, we need to bring manufacturing and independence, freedom to America, back to America. But there's nothing. There's nothing behind the rhetoric.
And we're going to win with that message.
Yeah! Oh, with the message. Oh, get it? It's a message. It's not actually a tactic. It's a message, folks. All right, sheep? You sheeple?
But you know that our campaign is about more than replacing a president. It's about saving the soul of America. Yeah. This election is a choice between two very different destinies. President Obama wants to fundamentally transform America. We want to restore America to the founding principles that made this country great.
And in order to do that, you have to get back to the principles. Manufacturing was some of the best things that happened in this country. Manufacturing. America was strong when it manufactured something. Right now it manufactures nothing. And it will manufacture nothing unless wages take a severe decrease. Once again, common sense approach. We are competing against the world. I'm competing against a man who can live in a house without plumbing or anything that has nowhere near the tax liabilities I have here in America. So how do we compete? Sounds great, Mitt. Sounds great.
He wants to turn America into a European-style social welfare state.
You know,
we want to ensure that we remain a free and...
You know, I'm tired. That's it, man. Come on. See, this is what I mean about the same stuff. I mean, listen, if you're going to follow me throughout the weeks and the months coming up, you're going to see, folks, that this is all a sham. It's all a shell game. It's all a way for, well, let's get the vote out of the people. Well, let's do this out of the people. Let's get that out of the people. And that's all it is. It's a big shell game. They need you to pull that lever so that they can get into office to do what they have to do. And that's the bottom line. That's it. That's the bottom line. Meaning, I can't tell you. And I'm not sounding bitter, and I hope I'm not sounding bitter. I want your opinions. You can just email me at albertlewisradio@AOL.com. That's albertlewisradio@AOL.com. Or you can Twitter me, or you can you can Facebook me, Albert Lewis Show. On Twitter and Facebook, it's Albert Lewis Show. Going to try to make this all easy by, once we launch our website, you just have to just point and click, and you can do all sorts of things. But, you know, I'm tired of the rhetoric, man. Every time I listen, there is nothing there. There's nothing special there. Nothing happening there. And bottom line is what? The bottom line is that nothing will happen, folks. It's about you. It's about you pulling that lever and letting them do whatever is it that they want to do. And that becomes the bottom line. Nothing more than that. So I'm kind of feeling used. I don't know about you, but I do feel used. Anyway, hey, listen, are America's best days behind us? Going to get into that a little bit. Plus bullying. It's always been around. Surprise. The problem is not the bully. A lot of high-profile cases about folks who have been, who've committed suicide on this. I'm not going to be stoned on this. All right? We'll be right back with that and more. Hey, listen. Just want to tell you about me. Albert Lewis. Listen, we're going to have many sponsors to come up. And, of course, if you want to be part of it, you can just simply email us if you want your commercial, your ads to run on our various radio programs and various networks. All you have to do is just simply contact us. Go to our email right now because that's our only point of contact right now until our website gets up. But listen, go to albertlewisradio@AOL.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. That's albertlewisradio@AOL.com. great rates on great spots. Listen, just like you are listening, so are tens of thousands of others. And listen, if you're looking for a keynote speaker, if you're looking for a motivational speaker, if you're looking for a fundraising speaker for your next event, whether you be profit or nonprofit, as a radio professional for over 28 years, it's what I do best. I can go to your event and MC your event. Be a keynote speaker, motivational speaker, get the troops going. And what about audiobooks? If you're writing a book and you need audiobook servicing, you can just contact me, Albert Lewis. I'll be more than happy to do it at a fraction of what you can get it done for. You just go to Albert Lewis Radio at AOL.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Albert Lewis Radio at AOL.com. And I'll tell you what, just put on the subject line, voice for hire, and I'll be right there, okay? No spamming, please. A lot of folks spam on this thing. Anyway, you're listening to an awesome brand new radio show. It's the Albert Lewis Show Uncensored. And it's not because we curse or we're rude to people. It's just simply that I tell it the way it is. Glad, welcome aboard. By the way, you can find us also on blogtalkradio.com/Albert Lewis Show. And also on bbsradio.com/Albert Lewis Show. And if you have a listing for radio stations around the country, just Google it, Albert Lewis Show. Somewhere along the line, once I get the website going, you'll be able to hear us at various platforms. Anyway, hope you're enjoying the program. All right, we're back. It's the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored. It's talk radio without the rules. I'm Albert Lewis. Glad you can join us. Contact me for just about anything. My email, Albert Lewis Show. I'm sorry, my email is albertlewisradio@AOL.com. A little bit later on, we're going to talk about bullying. That's amazing. I have a, there's a skit with bullies on it, and I managed to get it. And I tell you what, listen, bullying has been around since the beginning of mankind. It has always been around. And we're going to talk about that because I find it amusing. You know, there's a couple of high-profile cases that people have, you know, committed suicide over this thing. And I say there's no need to. I say the problem is not the bully. Everybody's now attacking the bully. You know, you can't be bullying this. Hey, supposing I go for a job interview and they tell me, no, I can't have the job because another 3,000 people applied for a job. Can I construe that as bullying? Why didn't I get the job? I'm as qualified. Well, you're bullying me. You say I can't get a job, so you're telling me I can't feed my family. That's a form of bullying, isn't it? Where do we draw the line? Who takes responsibility? Take responsibility for the things that you do. And that means government. That means banking. That means the financial sector. A lot of crookery. Let me tell you something. This last mortgage meltdown stuff really created a lot of problems. And nobody has gone to jail over this thing. No one has gotten in trouble. This is the culture of today. Greed, greed, greed. That's why the 99%ers are out, folks. They're not saying, give me, give me, give me. What they're saying is, give me an opportunity. I say the same thing. Give me an opportunity to make money. Give me an opportunity to make a good living. Give me the same chance you gave somebody else. That's all I want. Don't give me anything. I don't want food stamps. I don't want welfare. I don't want your money. I just want the opportunity to leverage my skills, my hard work, and make money with it. That's all. Stop taking it for yourself. But anyway, that's another story. We'll get to that within weeks coming. All right, let's say America's best days behind us. The U.S. used to be number one, but it's going to take a lot more than just a few budget cuts and shifting resources to stay competitive. Today's global arena, there's a common sense alert again, global arena. Look how the rest of the world lives. Look how America lives. You tell me that we can sustain that form of lifestyle. Yeah, right. Okay. We got to adopt a whole new way of thinking. And according to this, the Prosperity Index, America's no longer number one. It's number 10. I mean, Canada is even number 7 on this list. Who's number one? Okay, here we go. Number one country to live in. Country rank. And they've taken many different, measurements in order to get to this place. Okay, so people say, America number one, America. I love this country. Believe me. I may sound like a constitutionalist, but I just want a fair chance for everybody, and it doesn't matter what color, what creed you are. Immigration, that's a whole different story, and we'll get to that within upcoming weeks. I really do a dizzy on that. Oh, you should see what I've done at one station with illegals in my yard. Anyway, that's coming up on the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored. It's talk radio without the rules. Glad you can join us on the many various networks. Hey, keep joining us, too, all right? Don't forget our email is albertlewisradio@aol.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. All right, getting back to the list. Here we go. Number one country to as far as being its standings, number one happens to be Norway. Number two is Denmark. Number three is Finland. Number four is Australia. Number five is New Zealand. Number six is Sweden. Number seven is Canada. Number eight, the Netherlands. I'm sorry, Switzerland's number eight. Number nine, the Netherlands. And number 10, good old U.S. of A. So what do you say to that when people say to you, well, America's number one? Well, here's proof that they're not. And we've lost that simply because our own political system has gotten us there. It's not about America anymore. It's about people's pockets. It's about the politicians' pockets. It's about Wall Street's pockets. It's about the 1%'s pockets. Gone are the days because no one is thinking about anyone else. Hey, here it is. In higher education, we're number six, and we're falling behind. Higher education. So South Korea, by the way, happens to be number one, Finland number two, Greece number three. On spending on research and development, America is number 11. Germany happens to be number one, Sweden number two, and Switzerland number three. Life expectancy for all the inroads we've strived for here in America as far as medicine is concerned, we're number 27, U.S., number 27 in life expectancy. Japan is number one, Hong Kong number two, and Switzerland number three. And here, years of secondary education per worker. Secondary education, that's your public school stuff. And I've seen a decline of this many years ago. I mean, I'm a product of New York City public school. But here's the decline of this. U.S., get this, number 27. Once again, years of secondary education per worker. The United States, number 27. I wonder if immigration had anything to do with that stat. Slovakia is number one, Germany number two, and Austria is number three. Interesting. All right, just a few more. Perception that working hard gets you ahead. U.S. number 28. Wow. Cambodia number one, Sri Lanka number two, and Indonesia number three. We can understand why. Okay, satisfaction with standard of living. America, number 28, folks. You guys say it's standard of living. Satisfaction with it, 28. Denmark, number one. Norway, number two. The Netherlands, number three. Aggregate food and shelter. Adequate food and shelter. Check this out. I thought this was quite interesting. America, number 31. Now, I'm not bashing America. I'm just telling you the way it is. Because a lot of you seem to be sheeple, and you follow what the politicians say. They're not going to tell you the truth. Adequate food and shelter. Food and shelter. This is a basic stuff of living. Denmark, number one. Singapore, number two. Netherlands, number three. Domestic savings rate, U.S., number 84. by the way, Kuwait, number one. Algeria, number two. And Kazakhstan, number three. And optimism about job availability. Look at this one. Once again, optimism about job availability. United States, number 86. Norway, number one. The Netherlands, number two. The Philippines, number three. All right. I want to just thank Walter Shannon. He's our phantom producer for giving us those stats. By the way, speaking about producers, the Albert Lewis Show, we're going to go through a small transformation coming up soon. I'm going to have a co-hostess. Her name is Deirdre Johnson. And we're going to probably have someone by the name of Paul Presley. So it's going to be like a very informative, newsy-like, morning show-like type program. And we're going to be happy to bring that. We're going to still bring you the important information. It is about information here. And it's anything from politics to business to human interest stories, lifestyle, sports, so much more. We got into so many things. Glad you can join us with that. And what I want to do now is get to a, we're going to talk about bullying. Wait, let me just bring this up on the screen. I know we were talking the stats of bullying, and you know I lost my place, so I'm just going to put it over here. As a matter of fact, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to get started on bullying, and what we're going to do, we're going to get to that. Let's get to that really quick, as a matter of fact, right after we do this. And then we're going to talk about bullying. All right, we only have 10 minutes here, so what's going to happen here is, let me tell you something. It's not about the bully, folks. It's not about the bully. We'll talk about it more when we come back. It's the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored. Talk radio without the rules. Hey, are you looking for a great car? Do you live near the New York City area? So if you're in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, well, let me tell you about NYC Max Cars. That's right, NYCMaxCars.com. They not only have the best prices, but they also put their money where their mouth is, and that's what I enjoy about this company. They have 6-month warranty on every car they sell at no extra cost to you. Now, what dealership does that? Most states have this 30-day lemon law crap. But at Max NYCMaxCars.com, they give you 6-month warranty on every car they sell you. Now, that is putting your money where your mouth is. So just log on to MaxCars.com. That's NYCMaxCars.com. Oh, my God, you know. Starting a new networks, and there I go screwing everything up. Anyway, NYCMaxCars.com. They're located in Woodside, New York, in the heart of New York City. So give them a shout, NYCMaxCars.com, 718-545-1115. Go on to their website and see what they have. I'm looking at the inventory right now. They have a 01 Odyssey, looks good. 07 Mitsubishi Galant. Oh, that Trailblazer looks very good. That Saab 9.5. Oh, well, NYCMaxCars.com, NYCMaxCars.com. All right, we're back. It's the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored. Talk radio without the rules. Hey, we tackle everything from politics to lifestyles to human interest issues and so much more. That's what you can look forward to right here on the Albert Lewis program. And you can also email us at albertlewisradio@aol.com if you're looking for an MC or if you're looking for someone to host your next event, whether it be public speaking or whether it be motivational speaking or keynote speaking. That's exactly what I do. What you do on the subject line, just put voice for hire. So just email me at albertlewisradio@aol.com. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Albert Lewis Show. All right, on the Facebook and Twitter, you can find us at Albert Lewis Show. And once again, the email is albertlewisradio@aol.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. I have to constantly remind folks because I receive notification, a lot of complaints that people, they spelled Lewis wrong. They did it the L-O-U-I-S or something similar to that. But it's L-E-W-I-S. So anyway, bullying. I'm trying to find it. Bullying. Wait a minute. Let me just put it here on the computer again. Because I had an article here, and I kind of sort of lost it. This will happen. Oh, bullying stats. Here we go. That's what happens when you have to work it solo. Can't wait till I get my co-hosts and co-hostess on board. It's going to be a wonderful program. I hope you are enjoying the program, folks. Thank you very much. If you're listening to us on blogtalkradio.com, that's / Albert Lewis Show. Or if you're listening to us on bbsradio.com / Albert Lewis Show, welcome aboard. Day number one on these networks. Happy to be here, by the way. Anyway, got just a couple of minutes. Here we go. Stats on bullying, teen violence. Here's my thing. I'm going to do it really quick, and I don't want anyone to really get upset at me about what I'm about to say. But there were a couple of high-profile stories about folks who have committed suicide because they were bullied. This one I can remember also in the military. He was in the military, and he was being bullied, and he committed suicide. He was of Asian descent, And they were bullying him. I don't think bullying's been around since the beginning of mankind. I would even think that Eve bullied Adam to bite the apple. But bullying has been around since the beginning of mankind. And it's the person, the way they interpret the bully. I mean, these people, and there was another young lady, she was 16, I think it was, beautiful girl. She committed suicide because they bullied her. Names and stuff, come on. The bottom line is there's more than just the bullies in this. There has to be a problem, and I'm not no psychologist, but it has to be a thing of low self-esteem or thinking that, imagine taking your life. To them, it was more logical to take your life, to take their life, instead of dealing with names. I don't think that has to do with the bully. And you cannot legislate someone not bullying, because then everything can be construed as bullying. Okay? Here's a skit that I found with a young man and how he handles bullying. I just want you to listen to this a little bit. I find it interesting.
Oh, no.
It's outside, by the way.
Hey, whoa. You're not going anywhere.
Give me your lunch money, nerd.
No.
It's either the easy way or the hard way.
I'm sorry, but the money's for me.
Now he's bullying the kid. I'm looking at the video here. So he punches the kid in the face. By the way, the kid is bigger than the bully.
No, sorry.
Yep. All right, so he hits the kid, smacks the kid in the face. Kid falls down and... Okay, tell me where that does not happen.
Mentally or verbally?
You know, the quality in this thing is horrible. You know what? Let me just, you know, it was a skit that a kid was demonstrating on how he would handle bullying. At the end of the day, the skit was that you should handle it with, the best way possible. And when you're bullying, bully back. You know, they say it makes it, even worse. Listen, the bottom line of bullying is human psychology. Someone bullies you, you bully them back. Period. If someone calls you names, sticks and stones, now a lot of you may be there saying, well, it's easy for you to say, well, what other way do you look at it? Then I might as well complain that when the sun comes up, oh my God, the rays are going to do a job on my pigmentation. So what, I'm going to legislate something that the sun can't come up? Because, you know, it wreaks hell on my pigment? No. Bullying, here's a stat here. Statistics show bullying is becoming a huge problem. Let me tell you, it's been a problem. It's been around. You can't legislate this thing. Problem, that's my opinion. It's not the bully. It's the way you're taking it. Purpose of this website is to help educate public on bully issues, such as school bullying, workplace. I've been bullied so many times in school, I wouldn't believe it. I should be dead 1,800 times the way I'm bullied. I'm bullied as an adult. Someone calls me a stupid moron on the street because I decided not to let them take my space. Should I misconstrue that as bullying? I mean, really, where does it stop, folks? And I think the folks, concerning kids, the parents need to be alert to the kids. The parents need to see what the kids are doing. The parents need to see what's happening with the kids concerning bullying and teach them how to take it. I remember my dad, boy, somebody bullied us. We were mandated to bully back. Any weapon was made possible. I still remember that trip in Jersey we took. We were in New Jersey, and kid brought a bat with spikes on it. And kid wanted to fight my brother, and my father said, you're going to have to fight that guy. But pop, he got a stick with nails in it. Well, you find a way to get him back. You find a bigger stick with bigger nails. I don't mean to laugh, but, you know, watch your children, folks, really. It's all about, at the end of the day, it comes down to self, what do you conceive yourself as? You know, I'm a prideful guy, but, you know, a lot of folks need to really just look at self. You can't say it's logical to kill yourself because someone is calling you names or doing bad things to you. That's not logical. And I don't think the problem is the bully. We need to attack, you know, the way people, the sense of people, how to handle it. All right. Anyway, listen, my time has run out. Don't forget to join us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Look out for my tweets and for my Facebook. We'll let you know what's going to happen here. If you need to get me, don't forget, you need a motivational speaker. You need a keynote speaker or someone to do your audiobooks. Just contact me, albertlewisradio@aol.com. That's our email. Contact us for anything, actually, right there. albertlewisradio@aol.com. Listen, I see everybody next week. Okay, same bat time, same bat channel. Thank you very much, and thank those of you on our new network. And we're going to get better and better at this. Okay, love you all, and we'll see you all next week.